All right, before we get the show started, first of all, we're back at home.
L.A.
Which is L.A., which is inside the studio with the regular...
Kevin Sage Studios Enterprises LLC.
Kevin Sage Studios behind us.
It's finally all done, by
it
the
way. It is finally done. And a clap goes there. Thank you so much to Zoe, for conducting and doing all of this. She did a fantastic job. But she didn't sponsor the podcast. But you know who did?
African Pride.
African Pride did. And they are giving away wonderful boxes from now until August. And if you are interested in winning a box, simply comment on Miss Kev on Stage Facebook page, Africa.
There you go. And we'll choose a winner from there.
Shouts to Africa.
The motherland.
Actually, it should make it the motherland.
The motherland.
Comment the motherland from there. Serena will choose a winner. We are mailing out boxes. Tag us when you receive your box, too. Let us know that you got it, and we'll repost you. All right, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Ms. Kev on Stage. I'm joined by my husband and co-host.
The Kev on Stage.
I feel like I actually didn't say that in New York.
I don't think you did. No, you did, because I grabbed the mic like that.
You is right.
I is right. I is kind. I is important.
Yes. If this is your first time joining us, thank you so much for joining us. The Love Hour is a podcast that we host where we talk about life, love, the pursuit of happiness. We draw on our experiences and rhema words from the Lord. We're not licensed therapists, so that's important.
Entertainment only.
For entertainment purposes only, but we start every single episode with a this or that question.
That or this with Kevin Lynn.
So let me find it, because Serena sent it to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Would you rather experience a brain freeze for 15 minutes straight every day for the rest of your life, or would you rather experience 15 minutes of your jaw being stuck wide open nonstop from yawning? And then these are the rules. I love you guys.
Dang, I already had questions.
Okay, brain freeze rules. It doesn't matter what you drink. You will always get a 15-minute brain freeze. There's nothing you can do to avoid it or lessen the agony. Jaw stuck rules.
Dang.
You can't go to the doctor to get it fixed, nor can you control the slobber or mask hide the extended yawn and drool. Despite occurring every day, whatever you choose would instantly activate when Kev on Stage is performing live at the sold-out Michigan football stadium and when Melissa is hosting her first live audience and taping of the Love Hour Daily Talk Show. Well, come on and prophesy, I think, girl.
So it's going to happen any?
Yes.
It's going to definitely happen during that time?
Yes. It would instantly... Okay, so it's happening every day and it would always activate, or yours would instantly activate whenever you're performing at Michigan Football Stadium, and mine when I'm doing my first live audience and taping of this talk show.
Shoot.
That she's okay. Spoken to. Okay, hold on. And yes, all focus will be solely on you. No diverting.
Oh, my gosh.
Even the camera audience will zoom in on you for the 15 minutes until it passes. You cannot incorporate either as part of your act.
That was another one of my questions.
You cannot choose when it will happen.
How do they expect us to put all that on a little card?
Man.
Oh, you just got to do. Would you rather?
Would you rather
a 15-minute?
Oh yeah.
A 15-minute yawn or a 15-minute.
But we always need those rules.
I think I have an easy answer, even with all the stuff. The yawn.
Why?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because brain freeze is painful.
Are brain freezes that painful?
Yes, they are uncomfortable. It feels like a little piece.
Oh, I remember.
Of pain.
Yep, they do. Okay.
And I usually put my tongue on the roof of my mouth.
It hardly ever works.
It hardly ever works, but it feels like it's warming up your mouth.
Yeah, it does do that.
I don't think it speeds. I've tried my thumb and actually it's worked. I've tried my thumb early. I don't know why I didn't go back to that. But yawning doesn't hurt. Brain freeze is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was going to go with brain freeze. I haven't had a brain freeze in so long. I low-key kind of forgot how they feel. But if we're going with pain, although I low-key have a high tolerance for pain, but I don't want to be uncomfortable in pain. I'd rather
slobbering is wildly embarrassing, though.
That's like, all I can think about.
Yawning to a point of slobber,
That's like,
but everybody understands, like, if you had a brain freeze and you weren't eating something cold, people would be like, what? Why are you? We're having spaghetti. Why would you have a brain freeze right now? But if you were just like, oh.
And you're stuck like this for 15 minutes. Drool, 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 drool. And it's going to hurt right here.
Actually, that's going to hurt after a while.
After 15 minutes, your jaw would hurt.
See, now I just yawn for real.
I know, now I'm about to yawn.
Yawning is contagious, like most STDs.
All right, so we're 5 minutes in, and there's Kev's first.
I'm going with the yawn.
You're going with the yawn, yeah, for sure.
Because although that was a little uncomfortable, brain freeze, I'd be like,
dang, 15 minutes is a long time. That's the problem. Okay, I think I'm going with the yawn. Stop yawning, because now you're
not. I can't control it. This is that question.
I think I'm going with yawn as well.
All right. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Although, if you're thinking about being on a talk show and just having like drool for 15 minutes.
All I'm imagining is you on stage just yawning.
With like.
I can make up for it afterwards. If I can't do nothing right away, I'm going to be like, ah, that's crazy, right? But a brain freeze, I'm just going to be like, ugh, ugh. I'll never go to Michigan and perform if I.
I know, that's the thing.
Now well, she said yawning. Only, that's
I know, and that's what happened to me.
You activated my tired.
You activated all of our tired. So that was a good question. Thank you guys so much for submitting your that or this or that question.
That's
going to
be 3-4 paragraphs now.
It is. Thank you so much for your clarifying portions of the question. If you would like to submit more questions, you can at hello@thelovehour.com. Okay, I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into today's episode, I wanted to say, just as like a closure to last week's episode where we talked about life behind the grind, that right after that, we were gone for, how long were we gone? 12 days?
The 8th through the 23rd. 12 days.
So we were gone for, I was like 10, 12, is that almost 14 days really? That's 14 days.
16 days.
16. Oh, I did my math wrong. It's 16 days. I mean, 14 days. Right?
Dang, we did. Yeah. Saturday, we came back on Monday, though. Yeah. 16 days.
The 8th to the 24th.
Yep.
Yeah.
Three consecutive weekends at home. We were gone the first weekend in Mexico. Second weekend was in Atlanta. Third weekend was in New York and Boston.
So what are you telling me?
16 days.
Okay. So we were gone for... DSC says it's 16. Okay. So we were gone for 16 days. And we were... Well, me, Kev, and Josh did all 16 days. Serena did 10 days. And that is just... While the beginning of that was vacation, we were still gone out of the state of California, away from our beds, for 16 days.
Bruh.
And we were so tired. And like, I know at least for me, I was definitely having moments where I literally wanted to complain. We were in New York for 5 days.
New York.
And I love New York. New York is one of my favorite cities.
Jungle, your dreams are made of.
I was going to try to hit it.
I looked for a little mama everywhere. I could not find her.
She did not show
up.
She
jumped on the stage of life with me.
Child, listen, New York is like on 10 all day long.
Bruh.
We experience a random protest.
Where they were scaling the walls of New York Times, which was right by our hotel. We were like super worried that we weren't going to make the show.
That we weren't going to get the show to the show on time.
And then they like shut it down. And then once it was gone, it was like quick. New York was just like, all right, bro, that was just something
back
that
to
happened
normal.
For 45 minutes.
We went out late one night and we literally heard a jackhammer. It was literally like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, we were all so tired and so done. And just kind of, again, just to piggyback off last week's episode, I think it was last week's episode, right? That you do have moments where it's like overwhelming and it's consuming and it's tiring. I know I was overwhelmed. I was tired. I think we were all a little cranky and like, but we all did so like so well, like to be have been gone
and
have spent
and big girls
that much time together. Like, we were gone a long time and it was just like us, you know. But at the end of the day, I know we were all talking about just like having that moment of gratefulness, because at the end of the day, I just walked off my job. I was pushed off my job last year. You walked off your job, and to be in a space where we're busy instead of at home twiddling our thumbs is a great place and space to be in.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade it.
That's what
no
I'm saying.
No job has all good parts.
Right.
And then, you know, it's funny though, this is just interesting, and I don't know if it's going to come across as a complaint, but it has changed something I used to love to do to something I do not love as much,
which is what, traveling.
I used to love to travel. I like go to the airport, get there 2 hours early,
yeah,
go to Hudson Booksellers, buy me a little magazine and drink my little juice. I having to go bye-bye. Well, that's when I was traveling once every other month or something like that. Yeah. Which I felt like was a lot.
Sure.
Now, man,
Medallion in January.
Yeah, right.
Medallion
it
in
is
January.
I mean, it's an added component. It is tiring. Traveling to the airport is traveling. Packing packing is time consuming.
I got dirty drawers in my suitcase right now.
Listen,
I took my suitcase. Nah, it's zipped up in the laundry bag. Oh yeah, that laundry bag is like, y'all done did me so wrong. But I couldn't fathom doing it. Greg was like, yeah. So we landed back in LA like after a 6 hour flight at 11. Greg was like, I'll meet you at the gym at 2. Meet who? I'm not leaving my home. I haven't been to my home in 16 days. I'm not leaving. I'm not proud of this, but me and Melissa sat in that room. We watched Ozark. And Postmates visited us often yesterday.
We ordered.
We ordered not Benihana's, but
Pinkberry.
No.
I ordered before
Pinkberry. We ordered a wok place.
Oh yeah,
Volcano. Let me tell you what though. Melissa had just got her breakfast sandwich from the airport. I didn't. I get home, order fried rice with the shrimp and the chicken and the beef. I come in to get into my rice. Half of it's gone on the top. She thought you were hungry. I wasn't until I saw the rices. I am hungry now.
I wasn't.
Then I fall asleep. She watching Ozark on the loudest volume.
He didn't tell the truth.
They shooting somebody. I thought there was a gun in our house. Then she got Pinkberry coming. I'm like, oh, did you order me none? Nah, you were asleep.
You were asleep.
Then she going to say this, which I was. She going to say, I ordered medium so you could have some if you wanted some.
That's true, though.
Then she ate the whole medium. How are you going to take half of my rice, order something for us to share, and then don't share it? I'm like, fam, what was the medium? She handed it to me. You know the ice cream at the very end, Pinkberry? It's like water at the end.
Yeah,
it's soup
is.
At the bottom.
I was thinking about
so
you,
I
though.
I ordered my own Pinkberry.
Did. It was great.
We ordered Boston Market. We were at the bottom of the barrel.
We was over here just chill. I didn't want to leave the house.
Nah, I didn't work out this morning either, but I got to get on it tomorrow.
Man, I got to get on it today. You know what, though? When you're at home, like, chilling, the only thing that goes better than, like, Netflix and chill is, like,
sex, flicks and chill.
And a glass of wine.
Oh. Yeah, a glass of wine as well. Also goes good.
Also really
wine
really
is
good.
Relaxing.
Wine is fantastic. If you're super churchy, you don't drink wine. That's your business. That's your prerogative. I enjoy
it. But I want to be like Jesus and drink the wine.
I do enjoy a great glass of
like
wine.
All the ways.
We've been hanging around Joshua so long, we're trying to try cabs now, me and Kev. You don't like them?
It's tough.
I think I'm thinking they're growing.
I'm coming around
on
to it, and I like a Riesling, too. And I'm beasting off the Riesling. And up top, two beastings.
That was a Kanye lyric.
It was.
Kevin and I do enjoy a great glass of wine, and so we have partnered with Brewmate. They offer stylish, insulated drinkware designed to keep your favorite beverages ice cold all day long, because while we're trying to learn how to drink cabs, I normally drink white wines, and white wines are fantastic cold.
Mm-hmm.
And when they warm up, I'd be wanting to add ice, and that's kind of ghetto, so you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So
you won't have to.
No, because they're insulated, and so they're designed to keep your beverage cold all day long. They come in very stylish containers. We have the, I think it's a marbled one. It's like black and white and marbled. They're mm-hmm. super cute, fancy, and they're not like bulky or big. You know,
no.
It's summer and barbecue season.
Yep.
So if you need to have a glass of wine or whatever, we
and
drink
it's
wine
high in LA.
So whatever it is, barbecue season, and so whenever you're out and about and you have any type of beverage and you want to keep it cool, this is the perfect container to do so. So don't settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit brewmate.com and add code TLH to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to Brewmate, that's brewmate.com, and add code TLH. Okay, so now we're going to get into the episode. Tomorrow's our anniversary.
Well, when this airs, it'll have been yesterday.
That's true. This will air on Thursday. Our anniversary is June 26th, which is a Wednesday.
2004, so when, even 2004, though our wedding thing says 2003.
But this is a true story. We did not even notice that for like
12 years.
I wish I would have grabbed our...
How did we not notice that on our wedding day?
I don't know. Because we weren't looking at the programs.
Oh, yeah, because we was the stars of the show.
Although somebody should have proofed it the day before.
Shoot, girl. We was thinking about sex.
Hello?
I was. I don't know what you thinking about. All right. One thing about no reception or nothing.
Okay.
Reception of this peen.
So, it's the double entendre. So, June 26th is our anniversary.
Tomorrow, today.
I know. I'm like, oh.
Yesterday in the future, also the past.
Yes, exactly. That's where my brain is like trying to like get all that together.
Yesterday was our anniversary.
So yes, yesterday was our anniversary. June 26th is our anniversary.
There you go. Go with the date.
It is only Wednesday. And so we'll be married for 15 years, which is a lot of our life considering you're 36 and I'm 25.
Man, that 15 years, man.
That's a long time to be
that
with someone.
That went by quick.
At this point... Oh no! Well, no, we've been together for 20 years. So I've been with you longer than I haven't been.
Longer in my life. Than you've been not 20 years together, only 16 apart.
Yes, that's crazy, right? That's a long time. That is, especially because we're so young.
And it's crazy. Are we young?
Child, don't challenge me. I am young.
When are we old?
Not now.
Not now. How about that? I was trying to find an answer, but I know once I get there, I'm going to be like, I'm going to still be young.
You're going to be 75 like, I ain't. Actually, 75-year-olds don't talk like that. 95 like, I just learned to twerk.
First of all, I learned how to twerk like 3 weeks ago.
I've been enjoying your practice session.
It's been great. So in our 15 years, what I wanted to talk about were 15 lessons that we have learned in the course of our relationship. So 15 lessons in 15 years is the title of this episode. Okay. I was looking for her nod. 15 lessons in 15 years. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Number one, complaints are okay. And you don't have to always internalize complaints as criticism.
That was to me.
Or a projection.
Right.
Where you believe that it's always an indictment. And I think that is probably one of the hardest lessons to, and it's not just to you. I'm sure you have said things to me. I know this to be true. Like, this isn't like, I think this might have happened. Like, I know this has happened where you have said things to me more so out of like, I need this adjustment or correction or whatever. And you take it like personal, as a criticism.
And the songwriter said, don't take it personal.
For real. Baby. That's very
personal, baby. I think we've been saying this on the Love Hour Live, which is going great. It's teaching someone how to love you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's a complaint.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be a negative thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. But like, hey, when you do this, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And that can, if taking the right way, which is not always easy, depending on the level of like, you know,
sure.
You know, whatever, difficulty. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. But
difficulty or the context. If it's like context. In the heat of the moment.
Yeah. But that is teaching someone how to love you correctly. And that changes over time.
Yes.
Things that you used to not be comfortable with, you are. Things that you are used to be comfortable with, you aren't anymore. And you have to like do that along the way and constantly make adjustments to that. And that comes with complaints. You know what I mean? Even little stuff where you like, you know, you'll joke about this. But if you make food and it's not seasoned enough or it's seasoned too much,
yeah.
I always hesitate to tell you the truth. But you'd be like, man, if you don't tell me, then I don't even know. I'd be like, it's a little salty. And you'd be like, see, I knew I shouldn't have did that last seven shakes.
But that, honestly, it is, I mean, you use the cooking example, but one thing that you said is so true in like dealing with your spouse. If you don't tell me, I'll never know.
And then you can't be mad.
Yes.
If you haven't bothered to tell me, and why could you be mad that I had not done?
And for years, you're stuck eating salty food, which will then result in high blood pressure, weight gain, hypertension, all of these after effects. All of these after effects simply because you're afraid to say something about this. You know, it's too salty. And that's what happens. You take something for so long and then it ends up having consequences. And that has an impact on your body, on your health, on your mental state, and on your you know, your relation with your spouse.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I feel like you hesitate. You don't want to hurt people's feelings. You don't want to start an argument.
100%.
You don't want to beef. You don't want to, maybe I was on your way to having sex. You're like, if I say something now, I'm going to ruin my chances. Mm-hmm. I've done that a lot of times. Gotta
keep pick a better time, Chuck.
That's why I don't be saying, I'd be like, shoot, man, shoot, we still coasting. But, you know, and it could be a complaint about sex. Mm-hmm. And it could be, and some are like, I don't want to use the word innocent as in like they don't matter, but they're not all, I don't like the way you treat me in front of company.
Yes.
It's some things like, I mean, well, you've complained about this for our entire marriage and nothing's changed. Not pushing your drawers all the way in.
Oh,
I don't know what it is about a drawer that once I have the thing out of it, I'm like, okay, next item, next thing on my list. Closing the drawer just never clicks that that's part of the process. I just like, I have shirt now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, drawer.
See you later.
Bye-bye, room.
And I'll open all of them. Get drawers, socks, wallet, keys, and then walk out the house.
And literally, I roll over and do this to all the drawers as he's walking out the house.
How many drawers do you think you closed that I left open in our room?
Infinity. A number that cannot be numbered.
How do you not complain about that? Because you used to be like, Kevin.
It's not. It's one of those things to me that at this point, it's not worth it. I have bigger fish to fry. I do fish. Slam them though sometimes.
That'll be good.
Next one.
Yeah, girl. Number two for you.
Lesson that we've learned: vacation and travel and experience life together.
Let me tell you what. Outside of the dark side of traveling, which is just, you know, not being
well, that's vacation. I mean, that's traveling for work, not traveling for vacation.
Yeah, yeah. No. Even if I'm going to vacation, I still. Oh. Flights be long.
That's
we're going to Amsterdam next month. I'm very excited. That's still a 7-hour flight.
That's true.
And an 11 hours coming home. But you said this, and I want to say for about 4 or 5 years now, we haven't been buying the kids Christmas toys for Christmas. We've been doing experiences.
Yeah.
And I think you said experiencing stuff together for the first time is one of your greatest joys.
Yes.
I enjoy it.
It is the one of the best ways to build a bond is through first time experiences together, whether that's with your spouse, as a family, because you will always remember the first time.
Yeah,
you'll always remember the excitement, the experience, even if it was a bad experience, like sharing that together. It's part of the reason.
Love bad experiences. Melissa loves to give us nasty food.
I was just about to say part of the reason why, and I do like if I have
this gross, taste it.
I want everybody
be like, "Ooh, that's gross." Joe,
I want everybody to taste it. If it's really good or really bad, I want everyone to experience it with me. Because when I recall that memory, I want people to join in on the conversation. Yeah. Like, that was really good. You remember it was like sweet. It was a little sweet. Like, I love that. Like, that's bonding. That's an experience together. It's intimacy. And so even if it's bad, like, I want to be able to recall how bad that was and have you like join in on the conversation. And you can't do that if we're not experiencing life together.
Yeah, I think that's a great joy. I remember earlier, it's always been a dream of mine to go to Japan. And Melissa was like, I'm kind of scared to go that far. I don't know about it.
I am.
I'm scared.
Melissa is scared.
You know, this and that. So I was like, okay, man, with me, I'm going to go do a show. I don't know what we were going to do. I was going
to
do something.
You were just going to try to go.
Yeah. And then Melissa was like, I'm coming. I was like, I thought you were scared. You're like, I am scared, but I don't want you to go without me. I'm finna pull up.
Don't
actually, we're
going to
go shoot Righteous and Ratchet up there. And now we're all going together. And the boys are excited, and I'm excited, and I enjoy that. And I feel like those first times, like, I still remember our first cruise.
Me too.
There's no way I would travel like that again. We was
I
in
had
the
such
dungeon.
A great time, though.
Yeah, I remember being like a broke boy. I know they when
I. But I also feel like part of life's journey is remembering when you like we always talk about our honeymoon. And the fact that we ain't had no business.
We
ain't
have enough money to go going
on a honeymoon. Like, really, we should have just driven to Portland or something. Like, we really should not have even hopped on a plane to have a honeymoon, period. But the fact that we did, the fact that we have this like funny memory that we can recall together, I just feel like that's the stuff that life is made of. Those memories. I remember memories. The
way people looked at us when we said we were going to San Francisco for a honeymoon. They were like, cool.
We ain't go nowhere. We had $0.
We had the time of our life, though.
But we did.
Even though we were flat broke.
But listen, being broke does not... Remember we ate at a
Chinese restaurant and they didn't speak English and they didn't tell us what we were eating and we didn't know how much stuff cost.
And we didn't know what we were getting
either. And we just kind of stopped. We were like, bro, we got to go. They're like, $16. I was like, for what? Yeah. Three little balls of... Actually, I don't even know what was in
the food was pretty good, though.
It was amazing.
But it was. We didn't know how much stuff cost.
It was a dim sum restaurant. We did not know that at the time, though.
No.
I think about that fondly, though.
That's all I'm saying. That's the stuff that memory, that life is made of. That's the stuff that, like, marriages are made of. And if you're not creating and be, like, intentional, and it's not just about, like, memories as a family. It's also the memories that you share with just you and your spouse.
Yeah, because
like,
memories with give your me the kids. Strength I need to proceed. Strength I need to believe.
So you're just going to quote all 90s songs today? Mm-hmm.
My heart's bigger, you can't define. Wish I could turn back the hand.
Let's see how many more you can get in. All right, number three, unplug from the outside world. And I don't even just mean like social media unplugging, although obviously like that's also part of it. But I also mean in a sense of unplugging from work, unplugging from church.
Man. I always want to say something. It's harder to unplug from work now that this is our entire work.
Oh, 100%.
I found it so much easier to unplug from work when we just worked at the bank.
Yeah, for sure.
There was
sure.
no email. I didn't have a work phone.
I didn't have a work phone either.
So once you left.
And there's no customers that are calling you at 8:00 at night. Like, your customers understand that the bank closes at 5:00, so they go home and you move on with your life.
I didn't
life.
Think about that.
Yeah, you have a job now where that continues. There is no
Boeing
actual.
Boeing was the same way.
Yeah, there's no actual, my work hours from here to here. And at this time, like in real life, you can't contact me.
Yes.
And so it's a lot harder to.
Yeah. When we have people who are working, we wake up to, there's always something that needs our attention.
Oh, for sure.
From somebody.
Let me look how many emails I have right now. Did you see? I have 70 emails right now. I know most of these are travel emails because she's booking travel, but I still.
Oh, that goes to you?
Yes. That's why you don't see them. But I still need
only
to
thing
like.
Come to me is the.
The bill.
The bill.
And that just went from 70 to 75 right now. Literally. You probably can't see that. But literally 76.
Just put it down. You're trying to get anxiety.
But that's always like that's always what happens. And that's just from like last night. Like I checked some emails yesterday. I was like, today I'm taking a moment to just like not do anything.
Is that why you wanted me to do that with you?
Yes. I wanted to just like not. We've been working straight, and we were on
you
vacation.
You didn't say it,
Joe. No, I should have.
And then I be saying, you'd be like, "Well, I just gotta get through a couple more emails, and then I'm gonna be right with you. Get through a couple more emails."
Yeah, but I say it.
You did not say it.
No, you just said I said that, so I do say that.
No, I'm talking about you. Be like, hey, don't do no work with me. But when I try that, you be like, oh, well, you know what? It's my time. I got to get to do the emails.
Because I try to be realistic with you, though. And that's what you did, too. You, like, you had a few things that you needed to get done.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I want to be.
I remember I had to do two things. Actually, it's funny because it reminded me of old Kev on stage before I had a team. The people were, they needed the asset for the ad.
Oh, right.
And it needed to be a caption video. And I thought they had done it. And then they were like, no, this isn't going to work. And I was just like, it's been a minute since I had that much editing to caption a video. Was. I remember being halfway through it. I was like, bro, I don't do this no more. I usually pay people to do things I don't want to do anymore. But I didn't feel like paying nobody.
And you wanted it right away.
And I needed it right away because, you know, it was needed. But the bottom line is, it didn't click until just now that you were trying to be like, be with me and do no work when I do no work.
Yes.
We got to go back to our no work times.
Oh, we do.
Because we just will go and go and go.
It's harder because I feel like having a rigid time. And actually, that's probably like a note to this, is that it doesn't have to be a fixed at this time every single day, because the fact of the matter is every day is different.
Yes.
And so you have to be
able
to. So
like when you were launching for Hawaii, when I was mad because you were working so hard on Hawaiian vacation, that was
I needed grace.
You needed grace because that was an unusual amount of stress and work needed to launch your first conference.
Exactly.
And I was just like, but we out of town, you know. But when we just went to Mexico, we was, we didn't even shoot nothing there.
We had a great
time. And this is fat and I just don't care. I had a cheeseburger for breakfast and then a cheeseburger for lunch. I was just like, man, run that back. Just bring me another one of those that I had at 8 a.m. I was like, why are you eating cheeseburger for breakfast? Because I had a taste for it and they have it available. It's noon. Give me another one. I like the way that tasted. But we laid around a lot. And it was great. In hindsight, I wish we had to flip them.
Me too.
But the vacation was needed from the
previous.
Did New
York first and then.
Yeah. Right. But that Mexico vacation was for the previous amount of work time.
Yeah.
But when the tour ends, we actually have the vacation part at the end of the tour as opposed to before. Because looking forward to a show, you just never can fully relax when you know you have a show.
Anything else you want to add to that?
Nah.
All right. Next one. Celebrate your anniversary.
Listen.
This is one of our big ones.
We are having a tapered anniversary celebration because we're shooting a TV commercial yesterday.
right.
And me and Melissa, I actually had big plans for you.
You did?
I did. It was so good too. And it was just, I couldn't do it because of the TV commercial. But anyway, we had a conversation. We're still celebrating anniversary dinner tomorrow or tonight. I don't know which one's easier. We should probably do it tonight.
That's fine.
Because we don't know what our day is going to be like tomorrow. So we should go somewhere tonight. But anyway, having to say, do we want to get this commercial?
Yes.
Or do we want to go to your anniversary? And then we looked at the contract and saw the compensation. We was like, oh, we'll celebrate another time. But that just means we're working the day of our anniversary. Mm-hmm. But we will never not celebrate our anniversary.
Well, I think I learned
that from Warren and Erica. They've said a couple times that they've had to celebrate the anniversary on different days because of work, because we have, I think it's fair to say we have unusual work schedules. You know what I mean? And it's not always conducive. It's not like a bank. 26th anniversary, I'm taking 26 off. We could only shoot this commercial tomorrow and be on tour and do all this stuff. But that's why we'll always end up celebrating day before, day after.
And
actually, our cruise in October is really an anniversary cruise.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of anniversary, birthday.
It's a couple of things.
It's a couple things. But I think the point is that you always take a moment to reflect the fact that you and your spouse are still together after 365
Another
days.
365 days should be celebrated every time.
It should be celebrated. And whether that's before the day of or after the day that you actually got married, your actual wedding anniversary, should always be celebrated, because at the end of the day, it is a celebration. Even if you're like beefing and like not on good terms.
How do you celebrate when you're beefing though? Like,
well, I just feel.
Don't touch me. Ain't no butt for you. Usually you get some butt, but you didn't know butt. But I do love you and I'm glad we're still married.
Exactly. And the fact that you're even like, you're not divorced.
Sometimes that is the victory.
And that's all I'm saying.
Every time you can say you're not divorced, that should be celebration.
100%.
Cause for celebration.
100%. And I just think that you should, all couples, if you are still married the day
your anniversary comes,
that should take a moment to celebrate that. And it doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to go out of town.
Always do that.
No.
When we were first married, it was small gifts, small dinners. I feel like Melissa and I we didn't probably start going to nice restaurants until the eighth or ninth year of our marriage. I remember El Gaucho's.
Yeah.
McCormick's.
That's probably true.
It was a long time before we could afford to do that, you know.
And I think that's like,
we was going to Famous
you
Days,
don't have
Olive
to
Garden,
have these grand celebrations. It's really just about you and your spouse having a moment to reflect and honor the fact that
you've arrangements.
It. Whatever
edible
it is.
Edible panties.
The celebration doesn't have to be grand. And you can do things that are small.
Yeah.
And one thing that I have always been a fan of are loyalty cards, discount cards, those type of things. So even if it's like, we bought ice cream 9 times and on the 10th time, we can go out and get ice cream. And even if that means leaving the kids at home,
Yes.
And then you start and I there. Just simply going out for a scoop of ice cream mm-hmm. alone together, I feel like that is a win. That is even a celebration.
Yes.
Speaking of discount codes, honey, we have part, and I really do love coupon codes. I know. In real life,
I got to give you credit because I was not a rewards points person.
No, that's why you're and on now, Delta Rewards. What? That's why he does Marriott.
AMC Rewards at the movies. Rewards, they were like, sir, you have like 5,000 points. Do you want to use them? Like, I saved them. For what? For a special day when I'll take 100 people to the movies. They're like, sir, this is really a lot. I said what I said.
Listen, if you are not a fan of loyalty, especially the free ones, like you, there's no like annual fee or anything like that, child, sign up. Mm-hmm. They are worth it. Save all of your coins whenever possible, okay? And we have partnered with Honey, and they are a free browser extension that scans the web for coupon codes and discounts while you shop online. I am an online shopper. The other day when we were trying to do the show, I had so many pop-up like online screen shopping windows because I'm like trying to get ready for Essence. So I'm definitely an online shopper. Learn your measurements, learn fabric. So when you order stuff, you know exactly what to expect in the mail. That's how you become an expert. That was knowledge right there. Because people are like, I don't know how you online shop. I don't know how it's going to be. How about
you order that thing that had was see-through? And you was like, oh, this is really see-through.
But I knew it was see-through. Yeah, I just didn't know it was that. Yeah. Well, how am I supposed to know it was that see-through? There's nothing like that.
Your fabrics and your garments.
Child, shut up. Honey automatically applies the biggest savings to your cart at checkout like magic. First of all, that's amazing. Honey automatically applies the biggest savings to your cart at checkout like magic. It works with over 20,000 sites like Amazon. Amazon's amazing.
Bruh.
We use Amazon entirely too much, and having discounts automatically applied is freaking phenomenal. Nordstrom, Nike, Target, and more. It takes zero effort to install, just two clicks, and you'll start saving anytime you shop online. First of all, anything that's automatic, anything that saves you money, anything that works, does those two things, and on the Amazon website,
mm-hmm.
why not?
Mm-hmm.
People, why not? We love Honey, and they call it Honey because of the sweet deals. That was great.
Sweet deals, bro.
Sweet, sweet deals. Save money, do it automatically, child. Work on Honey. Work with Honey and Amazon, okay? Look, there's no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. Don't take it from me. Take it from our listeners. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/love. That's joinhoney.com/love.
Love.
Honey, online savings simplified. And then we also have our friends over at Blue Chew. You guys know about Blue Chew. You know that they're the bomb. You know that men deserve an erection. What did we say?
I don't remember.
Get the erection that you deserve.
Get the erection that you deserve.
That's their unofficial.
Mexico was great. Sponsored in part by Blue Chew.
You are stupid for that.
Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, Blue Chew.
I can't. I just got really warm.
I was like, boy, you call me.
Stop talking. You guys know how we feel about Blue Chew. You guys have heard and listened to our listeners as well who love. Anytime you say anything, someone is always tagging Blue Chew in our comments.
Yeah.
It cracks me up every single time. So what is Blue Chew? In case you're new to the podcast, you're unfamiliar. It is the first chewable with the same FDA approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. If you're interested in taking up this offer, visit bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use promo code LOVEHOUR. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's Blue Chew, blue like the color. That's BLUECHEW.com, promo code LOVEHOUR to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah, and it's true. You really can use it on a full stomach because I used it after dinner one time, and the full stomach Blue Chew led to empty balls. What's the next lesson? Serena was just like,
she didn't know what to do.
She went to sleep.
She did.
She took a nap.
All right, next one. Sex is more than physical.
It's scientific with Blue Chew.
It is scientific
with Sex Blue is Chew. More than physical is...
That's a relatively new revelation.
It is. I think early in our marriage, early like honeymoon, mm-hmm. it was sheer like excitement. We had never done this with each other before, blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't really, since we haven't had like really extended periods of like beefing, mm-hmm. our sex life hasn't really been affected by our relationship that often in our marriage. However, this past year, mm-hmm. Right before the tour started, we were having that difficult transition from mm-hmm. Both being full-time to both being entrepreneurs, and we were beefing. It was affected.
For sure.
A lot, and more than like usual. Even when we did have sex, it wasn't as passionate as it had been before. It was more like, I don't know, just less passionate. And it was less often because mm-hmm. it was a reflection of where we were. We were kind of like, and I feel like we've come to understand more how that happens mm-hmm. and how, you know, I'll say like the overall part of our marriage was rocky.
Right.
Within that time period, we'd have some good days.
Sure.
But overall, it was like, man, it just felt like something was off for a long time. And it took some months to be, it's kind of like a broken leg, or actually my back right now. I keep stretching when my back hurts, mm-hmm. but once it feels good, I don't stretch.
Right.
So I was playing basketball with Doughboy, shooting righteous and ratchet. Not even playing basketball. I just never felt so old in my life. I took one shot and I came down and my back was hurting. Literally one shot.
Yes.
And so I've been stretching every day, and then like the pain will fade, but it's like still there, right? And then it will flare up again, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of how it is in your marriage sometimes. You have like an overall problem where you have like, oh, I've been having some good days. I can get back to working out to my intensity level. But tomorrow when I work out, I probably will do something very light. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how your marriage can be. You can have some times where it's good. But overall, until we had like, I feel like we really had some, I don't want to say fundamental, but maybe fundamental changes that 100%. Had to make. I feel like that... Like in our life, for the most part, we both started working young. Mm-hmm. Both of us started before it was like even really legal.
Right.
Like you had a paper route. I mean, it wasn't illegal, but hardly anybody's working before 16.
Yeah.
And I was getting paid under the table at like 14 and 15, I believe, mm-hmm. In Washington or in El Paso, busting down catering events, getting $50. Like we worked. Mm-hmm. And now that entrepreneurship thing and, you know, trusting you to do stuff, like it was hard.
Right.
And it wasn't because I didn't think you were good at things. It's just because you don't realize if you do something a certain way for a long time, you are just accustomed to doing that.
Right.
And the other thing about me that I'm realizing more and more, the whole reason I did so much stuff on my own is because I could do it at my speed.
Right.
I'm going to do this. It'll be done. I'm going to do this. It'll be done. Nobody on earth works as fast as I do to my own stuff. Even with Josh. All right, hey, man, can you do this? I'll do it, Kev. He might be doing it 1 hour before I would do it. Right. If it ain't done when I think it should be done, I'm going to just go. I did it with DZ. He's like, hey, can you hit DZ up to edit the rest of the Ask Us? Josh was like, I'm on it, Kev. And then I was just like, DZ. It's me, Kevin.
Was I supposed to tell
him? Oh, you weren't going to tell him? Oh, see? Perfect.
After the fight, you were just like, hey, I'm making the exact decision. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I did say that. Okay, good. Oh, good. but that was I feel like the biggest personality change for me. And I had to give it up in a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. It was... Jason as my manager, like to give up the negotiation thing and to have somebody else decide what's best for you. You for all the stuff you took over, tour managing, merch. You know, luckily I have good people around, but it's just like even things that are a force of habit are hard to stop. But it was causing some like, you know, you needed to feel like this business was ours, mm-hmm. not just mine. You know, and I feel like we're at a greater place there, and the sex is greater as well. But what was the lesson?
Sex is more than physical.
Oh, sex is more than physical. I know I start off there somewhere, But what I was going to say is this. The better and closer you are, which, oh, that was the other part of it. Vulnerability.
Yes.
I can't say that word easily.
And you know
is
what?
Is that easy for other people to say?
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
Yeah.
You needed me to be vulnerable in a way that I was not able to be with myself.
Right.
And you were taking it personally. And I was like, girl, you want me to tell you my deepest, darkest fears? I don't even tell myself that.
Well, what I was going to say in that the sex is more than physical is that it is often an indication of the closeness of a relationship.
It's like your blood pressure is a determining factor in how the health of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is like that. Like, sure. Let me check your sex pressure.
Right.
It's and really low.
And we often think that like, oh, if we increase the frequency of sex, then that's like doing our job. Like, oh, we're having sex a lot. That means we're in a good state. And it's not that. It's about like everything that occurs outside of the bedroom.
Right.
That vulnerability, that closeness, that emotional connection. Those are the things that matter. And we talk about this during the live experience, but those are the things that matter and will impact and influence the physical act.
Yes.
So if you don't have that that feeling of closeness outside of the bedroom,
it's closeness and it's security.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like...
Well, I think true intimacy is that sense of safety, security, vulnerability. It's, Shamira said, you know, being fully seen and knowing that you're willing to accept me, all of me, you know?
All of me.
So, yeah. Did you want to add anything else?
No, I think I finally understand that. I feel like, and also in other ways, if you're not having what I'll call trusting sex, right? Or if you're not respecting boundaries that your partner's has within the bedroom, 100%. Then it has the opposite effect. And now I'm not trusting you like, oh, you don't respect me in the bedroom. I said, I don't like that. You tried it. Or you keep trying to push this on me.
Yes.
And I said, I'm uncomfortable with this. Or you know what I mean? Whatever that is.
Right.
Then that can start to have an effect on your relationship outside of the bedroom. That's more than just in the bedroom.
So before we move on to the next one, we really want to tell you something that's a key component of sex, and that is the taking off of the bra. But while you have it on, make sure you have a good, comfortable one.
Make sure you have. You've been on that third love pretty consistently ever since we started working them on the potty.
I have been, and they have received my monies. They have definitely got my coins because I am a proponent. And I've been trying to give away a third love bra since the beginning of time. And folks, we still haven't found a person for third love. Have we, Serena? Mm-hmm. No, because they haven't been responding. Okay, so the person who wins African Pride will also get a third love bra.
Just throw the bra
out.
Here's some hair cream in a bra.
I want someone else to experience this. They have the best no slip straps.
Yeah, you wore one on the show the other day.
What?
You wore the no slip strap. The show the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With the white top and the hat. Okay.
They have the best no slip straps. They have half cup sizes. They're extremely comfortable. They have a brown kind of colored bra that works really good for deeply melanated skin that I love. And I'm a proponent. I have paid for more than a handful
of their
bras. Yeah.
You're like replacing your whole inventory.
No, that's the goal in real life. So Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. All you have to do is take the Third Love Fit Finder quiz. It takes like 60 seconds. It asks you like a few questions, the shape of your boobage. And then from there, it helps identify your correct size. And then they also give like, try this complimentary size that might work well for you. And I actually like the complimentary size that they suggested better than the one that I thought I was. So that's fantastic. Third Love has a 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. That's respect for real. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/lovehour now
love
to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/lovehour for 15% off today. So your best moments are fleeting, and so are your worst moments. Had time flies, but actually I just like that part.
I like that though. The best moments are fleeting, and so are your worst moments. When you, especially the worst part, when you are going through a rough spell,
yes,
and we have had our share. I'm going to back up and tell you how silly I be sometimes. If I ever am hurt, yes, or something is amiss, I have this weird, I ain't never going to feel whole again. I ain't
never going to be better.
I hurt my back. I'm never going to remember that day. I have been through, I used to be able to run and jump like I used to. I can't do no. I was thinking about that.
This is really Kevin in real life. If something goes wrong, he, for whatever reason, conjures in his mind that he is doomed to be this way for the rest of his life.
When I had razor bumps a couple weeks ago, I was like, what if I just have the face of a snake forever and just a bumpy Johnson? And then I actually end up growing a beard. But in the negative parts of your marriage, it feels like you will never get out of that.
No, right.
I remember thinking when we were having our rough patch last year, I was like, man, what is divorce really an option? Like, I was like, man, if we don't get this, because it was like, what?
No, tell me more. Keep talking.
It was like, man, it was like a... It was more bad days in a row than we had had ever. Mm-hmm. And the good days and the good moments were fleeting. And I was just like, man, this is, if this is always like this, how are we going to maintain this? It won't be able to last like that. But, you know, the Bible says, I don't know if the Bible says, but we sing this. I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always. Hallelujah.
You thought I didn't
don't
know.
Don't adjust
it,
my mic. Make it loud.
You thought
in
I didn't know it, didn't you?
No, I knew you knew that one. And the good moments, too.
That's what I was going to say. So that was really good. I'm happy you said that. And then the flip side of that is that good moments don't last always either. And to lean into those.
Yes.
And. Well, this goes back to the vulnerability piece, but we've all watched the Brené Brown, and she talks about the fear of leaning into them because you're afraid if you feel it too much, you're going to jinx it and something bad's going to come.
Feeling like that. I feel like that all the time. When we were in Mexico, that's probably my last time I really leaned in. I was just like, this is fantastic.
I took time this weekend, even yesterday. So we talked about, we came back from the tour after being on the road after being gone for 16 days, and Kevin scheduled a massage, and so the lady came to the house, and as I was there, I literally consciously and intentionally went through, these are the things that I'm grateful for, and like, you know how you like
you,
I did my gratitude list, and I started, and then you like wander in your mind, and I would like purposely like pull my mind in, and I was going through my list of things that I was grateful for, and like purposely trying to like sink into, like fully lean into those moments, because often I'm too afraid to, because I'm afraid if I feel it too much, it's going to be taken away.
Why do you think that? You think that?
I don't know.
You think it's because we're coming from with poverty?
It could be, but I also think that it is. It's, I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people feel that way.
I do too. It's such a common occurrence.
Did you grow up poor?
Well, I not well off. I was gonna say not well off.
I mean, my dad would be like paycheck to paycheck, pretty much.
Okay. We grew up paycheck.
I never felt poor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When I started growing up, and I was just like, oh, this is why.
When you grow up and realize you're poor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Poorness is definitely a retrospect thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, y'all didn't have hot dogs and beans for dinner multiple times a week?
Right.
Can relate.
So the reason why I believe people are afraid to lean in is that it's a vulnerable experience.
How?
It is fully enjoying something is scary. Like to be that elated, that happy, that like, oh my God, this is like really good. Mm. That's pretty like, you're opening yourself up to have something taken away from you. That's what it feels like.
Yeah,
it so you
feels
just
like
instead,
that.
What does she say? You dress rehearse
tragedy.
So it's so much easier to, because you feel guarded, you feel more protected, mm-hmm, than you are like, I'm fully happy. No?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I was just literally trying to think of like how, because I do that all the time.
I think everybody is trying to figure out how not to do that. You have to decide, like, yet literally yesterday, I went through like probably 10 to 15 things I was grateful for and fully like not just like I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for, like, I would like say it and like really like these are the reasons why this thing in particular I am grateful for, like all the sub components of that, mm-hmm. and like just sat in it, and then I would move on to the next one.
Was that like a like an exercise in gratefulness?
It was an exercise in gratefulness, like being able, because again, talking about what we talked about at the top of the episode, coming off the road for 16 days and like toward the end we were all like, I just want to be home. New York is so freaking loud and there's so many people and this is the dumbest thing we have ever done, was to decide to be away from home for 16, like this is dumb. Like it is so easy to want to sit in that instead versus being grateful for even having the opportunity.
If you would have told young Kev, or even Kev of 2 years ago, man, 2 years from now you're gonna be going to an all-inclusive resort in Mexico for 5 days.
That's what I'm
followed
saying.
By your own tour with your friends in Atlanta, followed by taking meetings in New York with media companies that not only are excited to meet you, but roll out the red carpet, right. have all these plans, followed by 4 more shows on a tour, and then come home and be able to.
You would have been so excited for that.
I would have been like, "Hey, no, I would love every right. second. I wouldn't care how loud
it's
New York
literally
was,
taking or the pee that smell. Moment.
It smells like pee, like so aggressively in parts of New York.
Yes, it does.
Like somebody just let off like a urine. Full stream of hot piss."
But okay, but also it is fully realizing, there's like this meme that goes around where you stop and realize you're at a point for the like the things that you prayed for you're experiencing right now,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's like toward the end especially of the leg, this last leg, instead of focusing on like how tired we were and exhausted we were, realizing that these were moments and things that we have prayed for and we are experiencing, so be grateful for them.
Yeah, and especially because your haters ain't doing it, so it's like, bro, y'all, let me get to
I don't even
life.
Believe I really have haters.
I got haters. I don't know that I do or not, but no, I agree with you because I feel like
I try not to even like
I don't go that route. I don't feel like that's dumb. But even in Boston, I remember we didn't know there was VIP mm-hmm. pictures. And, you know, for VIP, you just got to get your mind right for it, because if you have to do it after you perform, there's another level of energy you have to have. And I
especially
wish I would.
Since there were 2 shows.
Yes. So the second VIP, I was just like. But again, if you would have told me you're going to sell out in Boston Comedy Club, the owner is going to be so excited. He wants to rebook
you.
He was
so excited.
Right now.
Right.
Like, what's your calendar now?
Yes.
Tell me. I'll book you. People are going to pay VIP. And we happy to take pictures with you. I think I'm going to focus on that part.
I'm telling
moving
you
forward because
it helps.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to change the negative parts of your job. We have to get up early and fly back at 4 a.m. sometimes after getting into the room at 1 a.m. It's just part of it. But you can be grateful that when I get you can always choose something to be grateful for. Because I can be grateful for when I get home, I get to go home. I don't right. have to go clock into a 9-to-5.
Exactly.
I'm literally living a dream. And I should focus on those things more. And also, we flew first class. So, I mean, that reward points, the bump ups that we get. Delta bumps you up and it's a Delta 1 and your seat lays all
and
the way back.
There was a time in my life, I don't know that I ever thought flying in first class would ever be an option.
I absolutely never thought. Playmakers first started, we were the kings of 30 and back.
Right.
We didn't even get to fly comfort.
Right.
Forget first class was like, bro, don't even look over there.
And that's all I'm saying is like taking those moments to recognize how far you come and just like sitting in that instead of like the negative. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's pros and cons to everything, but instead of focusing on the cons, I was like, really, I was in my feelings a little bit. So
feelings.
Last one.
So deep in my feelings. All right.
Your kids see everything.
Man.
And this can be good and this can be bad. Yes. Like everything that you see, everything that you do, they see, they're internalizing. You quite literally are your kid's university of life. And everything that you imprint on them is what they will take into them and with them in their lives.
That's so good. And you, as a kid, I remember realizing, I'm like, my parents don't know. They don't know how much I know. Mm-hmm. But when I had kids, I made the same mistake. Mm-hmm. Remember, we asked them something and they had a comprehension level on something that I didn't
and
even know they knew.
And stuff you think you were whispering about and keeping from them. And you think they don't know and they don't see what's going on and they following your hand and putting two and two together.
They hear those conversations when you go outside, close the door. They hear that.
They hear it.
They hear
and
that.
And they are and taking they that with them.
And my kid, man, our kids, I don't know that this is Indian from every parent, but their perception level to me about me was really surprising. They were like,
give your example that you're talking about.
When they were like, oh, you be fake laughing. Mm-hmm. When you see people in the airport and you just want them to have a good, and Zayze was like, I get it. You're tired, but you don't want them to think that you're not happy to see them, but you're also exhausted. I know when you be fake laughing. So then after a while, they were doing this on the tour, the whole tour last year. So after a while, he stopped saying it. And then I would do it and he was just looking at me like,
I caught you.
I know.
And they do that with so much more than able to read your body language. Yes. They're able to tell what's going on. They can read the room. They can read the atmosphere that's going on in your house. And again, that's good and bad. So you're also teaching them the good parts of you and the good parts of your relationship. But they're also fully aware of things that are bad. Yes. And so that's more of like a caution.
Absolutely.
You know, just to be aware of like what you're putting out, what you're presenting, and whatever it is you're putting out and presenting, they're picking up and they're internalizing and consuming as, this is how I should act. This is my model for life.
Yep.
And these are the things that, and that could be, I want to do that or I shouldn't do that. Let me do the opposite.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add? Because we're not going to be able to finish.
No, no, we can finish next week. This was great.
And this was great. So 15 lessons in 15
years. Happy
anniversary,
all of you.
You're shaking my hand. Thank you. 15 lessons in 15 years. We will continue next week.
Yeah. What? I was going to say seven lessons in 15
seven,
years.
Part A.
Part A. Part one.
We'll do part two.
Don't put
week.
Part two on the title, though. Just put 15 lessons in 15 years. And then next time, put part two.
Don't put part one on the title.
Is that what you mean? I was like, why would I put part two in part one? Okay. Anyways, anything else you want to add?
Happy anniversary. I love you.
Happy
anniversary. Best decision I ever made was marrying you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Give me a kiss. I hate you. I love you so much. I hate you. Why would you take your whole lip around me?
That's a baby's kiss. That's how babies kiss.
Happy anniversary.
That's how she I can't.
Oh, your
kiss.
Mother called me. Anything else you want to add?
No, we'll see y'all next week.
All right,
we love
so
you.
Before
thank you
we
for
go, thank you.
Us.
Thank you so much for rocking with us, listening to us. You can follow Kevin on all socials at Kev on Stage. I am at Miss Kev on Stage. The podcast is at The Love Hour podcast on Facebook and Instagram. The conference is coming up next year.
VIP
Atlanta,
sold
Georgia.
Out. Get out your board.
VIP is totally and completely sold out, but there are still general admission tickets. And do not forget that general admission still comes with the date night activities. So if you're interested, visit thelovehour.com. And
bye.
Until next time, bye.